of the University City Council to order. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Carr.
Present.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Glickert.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Councilmember Crow.
Here. Thank you very much. Before you have the agenda, are there any changes to the agenda for this evening? Mr. Smotherson?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to remove F2 from the agenda and push that back 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, we can move back the nomination of Carl Hoagland to the Park Commission. There's a motion to amend the agenda. Is there any other changes to the agenda? Oh, wait, I apologize. Is there a second? Thank you, Mr. McMahon. Any discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the amended agenda, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
A quick question, Terry.
Yes.
Did you say Carl Hoagland or Hagelgren?
Michael, I believe that there was a significant typographical error in the draft agenda that went out to you, that Carl Hagelgren is in reality Carl Hoagland, and there was a significant typographical error that we caught at a later date.
Great, thanks. Okay.
Good eyes. Those in favor of the amended agenda, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you very much. The agenda has been approved. We have no proclamations before us this evening. You have in front of you the minutes from the September 20th, 2017 study session. I would welcome a motion that those minutes be approved. Thank you, Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Ms. Carr? Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. You have before you the September 20th special session minutes. I would welcome a motion that they be approved. Ms. Carr, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Thank you. You have before you the September 25th regular session minutes. I would welcome a motion that they be approved. Ms. Carr made a motion. Is there a second? Mr. McMahon, any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. I believe that Councilmember Jennings, who I believe is not able to be here tonight, has two nominations to the Stormwater Task Force. I would ask one of my colleagues if they would mind stepping in and making the nominations for our colleague, Mr. Jennings. Thank you. Ms. Carr?
Thank you. I would like to nominate Michael Warford and Irving Logan to the Stormwater Task Force. That nomination is made by Mr. Jennings.
There's been an appointment made by Ms. Carr in Mr. Jennings' absence. Is there a second? Thank you, Mr. Smotherson. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Thank you very much. You have Brian Burkett was sworn into the Board of Adjustment in City Clerk's office on October the 5th, 2017. Otherwise, there are no swearing-ins for the evening. We do have one request to speak. This is 15 minutes allocated to citizen comments during the first portion of our meeting. If you are a citizen that is asking to speak, we ask that you please fill out one of the requests to speak, and that when you come to the microphone, that you please give your name and address. Each citizen is allotted 5 minutes for their speech. The first person who has asked to speak to this evening's council is Bryce Kehoe. Would you please turn on the microphone and please state your name and address for the record?
Yes, thank you. My name is Bryce Kehoe, address 6552 Corbett, University City. And I would like to talk to you about the trolley tracks and bicycles. I talked to you folks a couple of months ago about this whole. I was pretty bent out of shape. I went home and did some research. And the research I did mostly was I looked at the website. Velostrad is the company that makes the inserts that you've heard of. And I also called Portland and Cincinnati, their engineers in charge of their trolley systems. Unfortunately, From what I hear, nobody in the United States uses those track inserts, and the reason is they get torn out or they get compressed and bounce out, and you suddenly have a situation where there's no filler when the filler was expected, and you actually have a situation which is worse because suddenly people are not taking proper action to address the track itself. Speaking of Portland and Cincinnati and the fact that they don't use the track filler, well, what do they use? They use education. Portland said that they really don't have very few accidents because people have learned how to cross trolley tracks. You have the trolley tracks, you bring your bicycle across at a right angle, you straighten out, and you proceed down the street. The problem is, when you have this narrow track, and you come at a shallow angle, your wheel's gonna drop in, you're gonna fall over. Now, I have stopped probably a dozen different bicycles in the last couple of months, and the experienced cyclists, like food peddlers, know how to do it. And when I've stopped them, they looked like, yeah, I know how to breathe. Why are you stopping me, asking me this? You cross at a right angle. Everybody knows that. Well, the inexperienced people don't. And I have explained that narrow section crossing at a right angle. Everybody said, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I'll do that. I explained it to an older friend of mine, and recently she took a trip down Del Mar, and all three of them crossed right and reported that everything was fine. So we need education. The only people that crash anymore in Portland are the newcomers, the people who have recently moved to the city. Cincinnati has a similar short trolley system. They had crashes for about 6 months. People figured it out, and they don't crash anymore, or at least not as much. I'm going to bounce around here. Now and there. The big issue is the bicycle path and the platforms. That's the big constriction. And unfortunately, there's not enough room for bicycles, trolleys, cars, pedestrians all in the same area. You're going to have to learn how to share. I read the West End Word article, and that's word for word the information I dug up a while back. What works is signage. Cincinnati has some very good signs. They use the box left so that people will stop. Now it's safe to commence. They use the green pass for where to proceed, lines where to proceed, how to cross properly. It really is an education system. And we've got a system that was designed badly. We shouldn't be talking about this right now, but we are. And we're not going to tear the tracks up. We're not going to get rid of cars. So we got to figure out what we do now. I would like to suggest that to approach Mr. Edwards, that window that he has for his trolley model, maybe that could be turned into a big screen TV and do some bicycle trolley, pedestrian trolley, some safety center education, if he would agree to that. I mentioned the lines and arrows on the street. I said, you know, we would all like this to be an idiot-proof system, but it's too late for that. It was designed badly. So we've got what we got, and we're going to have to educate people.
Thank you. Are you done?
Thank you. We talked about chickens. So education.
Thank you. We appreciate you taking the time to come. If anyone else would like to speak, please fill out the forms. There'll be another citizen participation section prior to the conclusion of the evening. We have no public hearings. We have no consent agenda. We will turn it over to Mr. Adams for the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem and Council. Staff would recommend the approval for the Community Development Block Grant, 7900 block of Westover Place Road Improvement Project 1288.
Is there a motion? Motion by Councilmember Carr. Is there a second? By Mr. Smotherson. Any discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. We now will move to the unfinished business. We now have the second and the third readings of Bill number 9331, which has already been introduced. Ms. Reese, will you please give us the second reading of Bill 9331?
An ordinance approving an amended final development plan for proposed redevelopment to Crown Center for Senior Living located at 8348 through 8350 Delcrest Drive in the PD-M Plan Development Mixed Use Zoning District.
Thank you. May we have the third reading?
An ordinance approving an amended final development plan for the proposed redevelopment to the Crown Center for Senior Living located at 8348 through 8350 Delcrest Drive in the PD-M Plan Development Mixed Use Zoning District.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to move forward on Bill 9331? So moved by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? There's a second by Council Member Smotherson. Any discussion by members of council? Hearing none, we have a roll call vote on Bill number 9331.
Council Member Carr?
Aye.
Council Member McMahon?
Aye.
Council Member Glickert?
Aye.
Council Member Smotherson?
Aye.
Council Member Crow?
Aye. Thank you. There's no more unfinished business. We will now move into the new business portion of the agenda. There are several bills for introduction, so I'd ask my colleagues to move forth with those. Would one of my colleagues please introduce Bill number 9332? Mr. McMahon. Ms. Reese, would you please read Bill number 9332?
An ordinance approving a final plat for a minor subdivision of tract of land to be known as 7430 Delmore Condominiums.
Thank you very much. May we have an introduction, please, of Bill 9333 by Mr. Smotherson. Would you please read the bill?
An ordinance amending Schedule 3 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulation as provided herein.
Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill number 9334. Would one of the members of council like to introduce? Ms. Carr, please read the ordinance.
An ordinance amending Schedule 3 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulation as provided herein.
Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill number 9335. Would a member of council like to introduce 9335? Ms. Carr, please read.
An ordinance amending various sections of Chapter 405, Subdivisions and Land Development Regulations to revise land disturbance total area regulations as provided herein.
Thank you, Ms. Reese. We now move to our final bill for introduction tonight, Bill number 9336. Mr. Smotherson has introduced. Ms. Reese, would you please read the bill?
An ordinance amending Schedule 3 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulation as provided herein.
Thank you very much. We now move into our council reports and business. I don't know if any of my colleagues for the evening have any boards or commission reports they would like to make or task force minutes to share other than those that are already in our packet. Hearing none, can we please move on to the other discussions and business that was requested by Council Members Smotherson and Carr regarding the Neighborhood Etiquette Booklet?
Okay. I'm introducing and what I'm actually presenting to the council and to this audience is that is a neighborhood etiquette booklet. And what I wanted to start with is that Council Member Crow actually said this at the last meeting, and that was that there are some differences in each ward, and there are definitely differences that we have in the third ward, and there are needs that are actually that I'm trying to meet in the third ward, and that's part of the reason why I wanted to introduce this neighborhood etiquette booklet. One of the things that I found out in doing some research, and I'm hoping that Council Member Glickert was able to get a copy of this.
I have a copy of it.
Thank you. Okay. And one of the things in doing the research, one of the things I found out that the city offers in reference to etiquette in our neighborhoods and how to address some of the things like animal control, building permits, dangerous buildings. Also, you know, we've got sidewalk, streets, trash. And also, there's another flyer that I found that actually addresses property upkeep, courtesy warnings, motor vehicles. But what I found is that they're all on separate little flyers and brochures like this. And I kind of find that inadequate. So, you know, and what I'd like to do, is, especially in the Third Ward, we run into problems where, and believe it or not, we run into problems where we have people that have that barbecue on their front porch. And the barbecue pit sits on their front porch or in their front yard. And I can give you an address right now where you can find that barbecue pit right now in their front yard. So, again, not necessarily stating that there's a violation. I'm just asking that we be able to, there's a mechanism or something that we can use where a neighbor may say that we may be able to deliver this booklet to a neighbor. And it kind of gives them that information. And it kind of tells the neighbors that in the Third Ward, I can name various streets where they have basketball hoops in the street. They roll them out and they sit right there in the street. And, you know, I can name neighbors and I can take you to addresses where the kids have literally torn up the yard. And I mean literally torn up the front yard. So, you know, there are various things. There are neighbors that put speakers outside their windows and doors and blast music for all hours of the day and night. I mean, you know, again, what I find is that they don't know. They don't have any way of, they don't deal with City Hall. So they don't have this information. There may be landlords that rent their houses, and I'm not saying it's just renters, but they're landlords that rent their houses. They're the people that, the tenants never come to City Hall. So again, what I'm actually asking this council to do, and I'm not asking for a vote now because I'd like the full council to be on board and actually review this, but I'm just introducing this today. And if anybody wants to look at an example, each council member has an example of it. There's some improvements that have to be made, and I leave that up to staff. Like, of course, I'd like pictures of you sitting on it, and I'll make sure that Andrea gets a copy of this. And again, that's basically all that I'm introducing, and if anybody wants to look at a copy, I have one available, and each council member and the city manager has a copy. So thank you.
Councilmember Smotherson, can you tell us how these would be disseminated?
Well, I'd like to make these available just like we have these flyers and brochures. I'd like to have them available. I'd like people that file for an occupancy permit to get one of these booklets. I'd like them to be available to neighbors to mail and or pick up. What I've actually done with the booklet is, I've included a lot of the information that's in the calendar. So I want this to actually be something that people keep. And also, you can mail it, you can pick it up, it can be, and drop off at neighbors' homes. So, you know, again, I don't necessarily am looking for a mass mailing, but I'm actually wanting this to be available to new neighbors, new renters, new homeowners in the area.
So it might be available in the library or CENTCOM or different places like that? Okay.
Absolutely.
Any other discussion?
Could I weigh in, Mr. Crow?
Sure.
Thank you. This information that you brought forth, Mr. Smotherson, we can never stop doing these kind of things, and we have done this stuff for a long time. But again, it needs to be hammered home, and hammered home. Now, one of the things that we do have is a public nuisance hotline. That's available for those people that don't want to get involved. They're anonymous in the phone call. The second thing is more of an idea that the information that you disseminated to council can also be put in little sections or blimps, if you will, in Roars. Roars goes to everybody, and we can put a lot of these things in Roars too. So there are some other avenues. You make an interesting point as far as when people come out to get their permits. We have been, and maybe Ms. Briganti can weigh in on this too, I don't know what kind of a welcome packet we have now, but in the past, and I would say 10 years ago, we had a packet that had a lot of this kind of information in it, plus we gave some free offerings to the new welcomers, new welcome packet people, like a free swim at the pool. And I don't know if we do that anymore or not, but certainly that is a new, ambassador way for us to welcome people to University City, and within that packet have that kind of information that you are trying to forward.
Thank you for that. And just wanted to simply say that I think it's a great suggestion to put that in the Roars, but also the problem that I have is it's not available immediately, and it's not something that people will, I want something that people will hold on to. The other point about this is I've got my name on the front of it, but I want this to be, I would like the council to take the responsibility of this. And what I mean by that is this. I think that as council members, we can give a more personal explanation to people that receive this and look at this, and if they have a problem, because believe me, I've had to approach and talk to people about basketball hoops in the street, and because neighbors are calling in. But as a council person, I want to take responsibility and be accountable, and I'd like people to call me if they receive one of these books. And if there's something that they want to complain about, fuss about, or get an explanation about. So, again, thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments on that agenda item? Hearing none, we'll move on to our next section of citizen participation. Tom Jennings.
Yes, Tom Jennings, 7055 Forsyth. In relation to what Mr. Smotherson's been talking, I can attest that it's just not in the third ward. I live on Forsyth. I've got the Washington University students that come in, and I mean, we've had problems. I mean, I've had meetings in my backyard with Mrs. Adelson of Washington University and our police chief. We got a problem too. I mean, you want games, well, they got some games going on times. They have barbecues going. And so it's not just in the third ward. There really needs to be something. And I will say this, it's calmed down from what it was 4 or 5 years ago. But every now and then, the parties start. I mean, they had right on the catty corner across the street from us. Luckily, they had one going. I think the police must have walked, said, hey, you know, cut this down, you know. But it's not just there. It needs to, you know, and I think what you're doing is a great idea. Bring it to their attention. I really don't actually know if there is there a law or not, or is there a rule that you can't barbecue in your front on your front property. I don't know. But I just wanted to bring it to your attention. It's just not there. It's, you know, anywhere where people are uninformed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. That concludes the citizen participation. We'll now move into the council comments. Are there any members of the council who would like to make comments this evening? Ms. Carr.
Thank you. I would like to bring to the council's attention, in fact, everyone's, a very good article on our Midtown Farmers Market that takes place in the Loop, on the parking lot, number 4, actually, and some of those associated buildings every Saturday. And this was about the market assistant training program involving our youth, both high school students and college students, a full-page spread, good news. Sometimes we don't get that. We got very good news. I'd like to make sure that this gets entered into the record. And if you haven't read it already, I suggest you do and make a visit to some of those students who are honing their marketing skills and say hi. The second thing I'd like to talk about is actually with sadness, I announced the loss of my neighbor and good friend, William Thomas, Bill Thomas. Many of you knew him. He served on the Senior Commission, longtime resident. In fact, he and his wife, Kathy, moved to Gannon a few months before my husband and I moved to Gannon. Bill was an Episcopal priest. He served at Burroughs as their admissions counselor, as an instructor of English as well. A very smart, very funny, very caring man. And it's with great sadness that I say goodbye to Bill Thomas.
Thank you, Ms. Carr. Is there any other member of council who has comments to make? Michael, are you good?
Oh, man, am I good.
Thank you for taking the time to join us from wherever you are by video. And I would welcome a motion that we go into closed section according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, subparagraph 1, legal action. Motion made by Ms. Carr, seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Do I need a roll call to go into? I do. Roll call to go into closed. Ms. Reese?
Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Glickert?
I'm not going in.
Oh, that's right. Councilmember Crow?
Aye. Thank you very much, everyone. The public portion of our meeting has concluded.